What's your deal?
You know, I'm here to talk about stuff, you know?
They're like, nope.
Book this on the show. Adam is going to fly out to Drake and pay $1,000 for a nosebleed.
I was trying. I need to put a strip alone on that thing.
Okay. Rap is amazing. But what got me into, like, modern rap was Travis. What are you doing?
What?
Okay, whatever.
Let's not make it about sports. Amari
Cooper after the catch.
This is a stuff episode.
Hold on. Amari Cooper after the catch versus route running. What's better? His route running is better. Jettis is elite at everything.
Okay, Carter, you win.
I win.
We'll give you the win.
Let's go. What is up, Sportscast? Welcome to the Sports and Stuff Show, the Kings of Comedy. I'm Carter.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Nessie.
And let's get right into it.
We also have Kaya in the back here.
Hello.
Yeah.
She talked to the mic. They don't hear none.
No, she has a microphone. Yeah, that would have been awkward if we didn't give you a mic.
This is fine.
Yep. Yeah. Kaya, you know, well, what's your deal?
You know, I'm here to talk about stuff, you know? That's my deal.
Yeah, we knew we were going to talk about Yeet because Carter wanted to talk about him. So we brought Nessie on. He's a Yeet enthusiast.
Love Yeet.
And we also got Kaya. Kaya lovely volunteered for helping. Actually, no, I was begging for Kaya to help.
And she's also
I'm a very nice person.
Yeah, so. she's also a very avid Yeet fan.
We all are.
You know, Kaya actually is in a band.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your band called?
Okay, I'll just do a little self-plug. We're called Plum Vision, and we're like a three-piece, all-girl, like, kind of punk band.
That's fire.
Make sure you beep that out when you just plugged your band.
Wow, how dare you. Yeah, see, this is why we were debating even having Nessie on.
Hey, I plug my own music on the show. She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, exactly. She volunteered as well.
What do you play?
I play guitar, and then I also sing, so.
Ooh.
Yeah. Is it like Paramore? Is that like a similar comparison?
No, I don't even know. Like, I feel like any of the bands I say, you probably like wouldn't know. So
what
like
bands?
I don't know. More like nineties grunge, like Hole, or like you would know like Nirvana, but like Bikini Kill
Nirvana
and stuff like that.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I like Deftones a lot.
Deftones is really good.
That's not really like punk slash.
But they're really good. That's like nu metal.
Yeah,
like Korn and stuff like
I
that.
I love Deftones. That's what I've been on a lot lately, actually.
Man. But yeah, we got Nessie. That's an update. He's our official new host. We're kicking off Carter. He didn't know this before. Just kidding. But yeah, going on to some updates just beforehand. We actually got our second 10K video on Instagram, which we don't post on Instagram. We don't know how to use it. We hardly do.
It's never the good ones that go bigger either.
It's always Mark Zuckerberg, bro. He always has the algorithm,
facts.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, dude.
We're tight with Mark. We're
close. You know, I just DM him.
That's
be like,
homie.
Yo, give us another 10K video.
Marky.
Why? yeah, he's weird dude, but yep. We also, as well, we finally won, or we got announced.
Finally.
We got announced that we won an award of the ones that we've been talking about for a while. So
we don't know what won yet.
Yeah.
Could be both.
They don't tell you what award you won. They just say you won an award. They don't tell you what place, what award, anything like that.
All I know is we're pulling up in suits. We're eating some beautiful free food and taking the hardest picture of all time.
Yep.
With our back-to-back trophies. Oh, yeah, that's going to be hard.
And it was also kind of funny because they said it was going to be in the mail, which I legitimately thought it was going to be like a letter or something. Mm-hmm. And because I work for Stude Media, they announced in our like little channel that like these award winners, and I saw that, but I didn't see like a letter in the mail. Okay. So I thought we didn't win anything, and I'm like, dang it. And then at like 11 something PM, I just saw like an email that was like, you won. I'm like, oh, thank goodness. I was going to riot. But yeah, those are our updates for today. The reason we have Kaya on is for this Yeet game. This game basically is...
You see it.
Are you wearing a Yeet shirt?
I'm wearing a Ken Carson shirt.
Close enough.
Oh, close enough. Man.
What are you wearing?
You know. Oh, I should be wearing my shirt of shame. Be right back.
You should wear his Drizzy shirt.
Every game, or every episode we play a game, and I almost always beat him. And we have to spin this punishment wheel. And he landed on Shirt of Shame. So for the whole episode, he has to wear this.
Put that on.
Oh, wait. I'm supposed to sign it.
Right yeah, now, so we, every loss, basically, or we have a
wheel. Are you guys, like, guessing as a collective, or are you all, like, guessing separately?
No, this is a competition. This is a competition.
Okay. Yeah. Is anyone keeping score of this?
We can keep score. Okay. We have our whiteboards. But
perfect.
Yeah, so I spun Shirt of Shame last episode because, like, the many, many losses that I've had. This one is unfortunate.
Bro's allergic to W's.
Dude, there was one episode. Episode 40 is called Adam Finally Won. Because I just never won. And this game, I'm probably not winning.
You never win.
And, yeah.
You're not going to win the Yeet game?
The funny thing is, though, normally our guests, I always hate them. I don't want them to spin that wheel because there's a wheel of shame if you lose. But for you, Nessie, a special tribute to you. We're letting you spin that wheel if you lose. There's some fun ones on there.
I really can't text our group chat. I can't imagine you beating either of us, but
I don't know.
Loki,
yeah,
like,
one of the
I cheated.
Fan,
I'm just kidding.
But I've not listened to Yeet like a bit. Like,
well, he also mumbles all of his songs, so
shut up.
But also, this is the award. I forgot to show it when we were talking about the award.
That was last year.
We have the sticky note. Yeah, this is the one from last year. We're gonna get a second one, probably. But yeah. Anyways, onto the game. For how it works, Kyle will be reading the lyric, and we have to put, I guess, T or F, real or fake.
Yes, yes.
And it's basically, Kyle will read it, we put real or fake, we get a point if we get it right. So yeah, I guess we'll see how it goes.
And then these are all
here.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Good, perfect.
There's 10 of them?
These are all ridiculous.
Like, the thing is that I'll believe any single lyric.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Man.
Ready?
Yep.
The first one is, first my money twerk, now it's lifting weights. Money in the gym, now it's heavy weight.
Oh, easy. That's easy.
And the answer was that it is real.
True. Trendy Way featuring September's Rich. Yeah.
You know the lyric. Oh, man.
Okay, next one.
For my money only second twerk. Album, third album ever.
No, I'm staying.
Nas lifting weights.
Yeah. I'm staying in the
money
race here.
In the gym.
They turn up once a year. Turn
all right,
every
this is a
day.
Bad mistake.
Ready?
Yep.
I be eating dicks like it's macaroni.
Yo, what? Yo, that's crazy.
I put fake.
I put fake.
I don't
think. Okay. I don't think Yeet would ever say that.
I don't know. I was thinking. I'm like,
that's my twiz. You wouldn't say that.
Oh god.
All right, ready.
Next
one is.
You know the twizzy shake?
What?
I do know it.
Okay. Bustin' makes me feel good.
I mean, I would believe it.
What did you just put?
Fake.
I put real.
It was fake.
No!
Yes! Oh! Yeet fan.
No.
That sounds like, is that? No, that's Ghostbusters.
Is it?
Bustin' makes me feel good?
Yo.
Yeah.
From the Ghostbusters?
The theme song. Yeah. He goes like, "Bustin' makes me feel good."
I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
Okay,
he says
I don't know.
He's like, because it's like Ghostbusters.
The original Ghostbusters.
Yeah, like the Ghostbusters theme song.
I don't know. Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, because he goes like, it's like the interlude or at the end of like.
I don't know.
Bro's just trying to explain his case, right? Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Yep.
Osama bin Laden, my bro.
Oh.
I like how you. I mean, you're helping me with these by your reactions here.
Yeah, you're kind of giving it away.
Okay, I was like, ah.
It was real.
It was real? Okay.
Bro, he's got like five Osama bars.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
All right, next one.
I'm Osama's son.
Pickle Rick, I want a pickle dick.
Pressure's on. I put true.
I put false.
I put false.
It was fake.
Yeah. Damn it. No.
He would really never say that, bro.
No, he's mentioned Pickle Rick, but he didn't say Pickle Dick.
I feel like if it has a dick.
He said Pickle Rick and died before in the second verse.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I was thinking in that for a bit.
I got beef with my kidney. He said that we got a problem.
True.
But true.
It was real.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on now.
Hey, what's the score? I'm at 4.
6.
I'm at 5.
We have like 4 left.
Oh no.
Okay. flipping in the sheets like a dolphin.
I put fake.
It was fake.
Yeah. Damn it, no!
I haven't missed yet, bro.
That's light word, bro.
I haven't missed.
I'm pulling away.
I haven't missed.
No.
Okay. I just woke up to some bum. I went back to bed.
But true.
True.
It was... Oh, no.
It's definitely true.
So is it true?
It was true.
Okay.
Back to bed, baby.
I'm at 5. How many are there left?
100 milligrams of ox. I'm no walking dead.
There is 2 left.
Adam's little loser.
Do we do a double points for these ones?
Get out of here.
Next 2?
Nah, just because you want to catch up, Mr. Loser.
I just want a chance.
Just get them right.
I just want a chance.
Actually, sure. Double points.
Double points. Double points for the next 2? Okay.
These are so bad. Okay. I'm going to stick my in the peach emoji.
What?
I'm going to stick my in the peach emoji.
Okay,
it's real.
I put fake.
It is real.
Yep. Oh, I needed that.
Yep.
Thank God.
Old song.
I'm just trying to compete with Nessie at this point.
Old song.
Okay, where you at right now?
I'm at 7.
Oh no! So I need this one right,
just to tie. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like this one might be the hardest.
I have 10.
Drugs.
I put
true.
He legitimately had to said that once.
It's fake.
I mean,
no,
he said drugs before.
No.
I didn't make the cards.
But he didn't say
no.
Drugs.
Yeah,
I need my
drugs.
There we go. He said drugs. Whatever.
Is that another loss for me?
I'll take my 10.
Yep.
I'll take
you got all 10? Wow.
I mean,
that's unfortunate.
I said I haven't listened to Eden in a long time, but for 7, not bad.
I feel like a lot of these lyrics are pretty, like, general.
Incredible.
I had a 50-50 like, chance.
Generational.
Yeah.
Lyrical. Perfect.
Man. All right, spin that, Adam.
Okay, well, let's see what I get.
Can you put Yeet music on the intro of this episode?
Double Bean Boozle.
Yes!
Wait, no.
I think you have to do the dish
That's
soap
right
one
by,
now.
No! Yep. No! I'm ending the episode if I get dish soap. You did not see this episode before, but there was an episode where I got a dish soap one, and I ended the episode.
Bean Boozles are pretty... Have you ever gotten
no.
the skunk one?
This is... Bro, this is blue. You're not getting that.
The skunk one is the worst one. That one's nasty.
No, I don't want you to spin it for me.
You rigged it. Oh.
No!
That was... Okay, fine. Let me spin.
See? This is why we don't let you spin.
Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks?
Okay, I think that was a light one.
Mild, yeah.
Okay, let's see
That's
here.
That's pretty valid.
That's the first one.
These ones look a little strange. They're like all like colorful.
Tutti Frutti for
Peach
sure.
or barf?
That's not even bad, honestly.
The skunk one is the worst, so.
Yeah, it sucks.
I'm not dying, so I'm assuming it's Tutti Frutti.
The blue ones. Blue ones are low key good either. Peach or barf.
Blue ones are gas. I'm not gonna lie.
Peach or barf.
Wasn't it just like toothpaste or?
It's either toothpaste or blueberry.
That one's so nice. Either one is fine. This is barf.
That's good.
Or peach.
Peach or barf.
Blueberry, I can tell, but the toothpaste one is not bad either.
I think I got off with 2 good ones.
Oh.
Let's go. Thank goodness.
That's lame.
Well, thank you, Kaya,
You're so welcome
for helping us and seeing me lose for the millionth time. Just give up for Kaya.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, now I want to leave.
Yep, you can.
No, Kaya.
If you could press a mute on that.
Oh, that's bright.
I know. The lights are so bright on this thing. It's on the 4th track. It's like the red button. Yeah, the green one.
Just wait.
Awesome. Thank you.
Money in the gym. Nice heavy
weight.
Thank you.
They turn up once a year. Turn up every day.
But
all type of diamond. I got every carrots.
Yeah. So that was a fun game, except for it would have been way worse if I would have lost, even worse, like got I don't know.
We should do a Drake one and just have him lose again.
Dude, if it's
There's
a Drake
no
one,
way
I'm
you
not
would lose
losing.
That.
I'm
really?
Not losing.
I know you're a fan.
I'm that
fan.
Much.
I'd
Dude,
probably
I,
lose.
I like literally quote Drake like off the top of my head.
That's facts.
Just I think of words and I could probably associate it with the Drake lyric. Like
That's
give me a word.
Carson.
Give me a word if I can see I'd do it.
Balenciaga.
I don't know if he's
thinking of a Ken Carson lyric, that's why.
The first thing that I thought of, like when you said Balenciaga, is like the song, like the what is it? Like that TikTok trend song? That was like
I don't
inside
know.
Of your Balenciaga. Give me another one. Give me another one.
Train.
Train?
Uh-huh. I'm giving you weird ones. I want to, like, let's see if you're fan.
I know a Yeet song that says train. Fake fan. He says it in Nothing I'd Change. Get hit by a train. Mm. Walk flock of flame.
Real fan right here.
Dude, I don't even know. This is tough. I thought it was going to do way better.
Scope? What is this? I know Drake said Scope for sure.
There's the one where I think it's Summer 16 he says it.
I'm a rock star, my guitar got a scope. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he says it in Summer 16.
What does he say?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. What do you think? He says, why would I expect to put on a vest? I expect you to aim for the head.
Okay, I'll let that slide. Sure. That mentions shooting and scope for shooting.
Yeah.
Every song talks about shooting.
Yeah, facts.
Okay. Anyways, we got our music section here. We talked about this last episode. They went to a Yeet concert. I did not, unfortunately. Biggest Yeet fan didn't go.
Why?
Why did I not go?
Yeah. What were you doing that possibly could have been better on Friday?
Was it on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what I was doing
exactly.
on Friday.
Well, exactly.
Forgot I already know.
Yeah, probably.
I think it was fun.
Man, yeah, they got. I don't know how your hair was completely dry and Carter's was absolutely soaked.
So, dude, he took that picture after like the second song too.
So my
really?
So yes. The thing with me was that when I was up front, my back was wet because it was against all the crowds, but the front I had no one in front of me because of the railing. So it needed the cool air. From the stage to go. So I was literally fine. But then some guy slipped by me and I got second row. I got drenched after mm-hmm. that too.
Oh, man.
When we took the picture together on the second, that's when I slipped in the bag by accident.
Yeah.
Was it like water or was it like sweat?
Sweat.
Both.
Oh, damn.
And both. He kept throwing in our side, his water bottles.
Thank God, bro. I almost passed out. I was close to just like leaving and going to the back for a while. And then he, like, throws a water ball in the crowd. It hit me right in the face. I was like, oh, I'm good now.
Man, that's like Disneyland when it's, like, way too hot and you need to get, like, one of those, like, mist fans. Get a Yeet mist fan. Facts.
All I needed was Yeet to squirt on me.
Yo.
Hey, yo.
My bad.
Wait a minute.
My bad.
Which
Patty
wait?
Was in the back. He would not let me go. He'd grab my waist. He would not let me go.
And really?
Patty was,
Why?
Because he was, like, because I was up front. He didn't want to get pushed back, so he kept holding me.
Man. Dude, that's so funny. Yeah. Did you wear Shiesty too?
No Shiesty inside the venue.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't let you wear them in.
Dog.
But, I was not going to wear one regardless.
Yeah. Me and my two friends, we pulled out the whole...
three of you.
Yeah, we pulled out the whole Yeet outfit. We should put that like right there.
Okay, we'll put it in
we
there.
Should, because it's a hard picture. But yeah, and we went 6 hours before doors opened.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There was only two people there at the door when we got there. And then they split the line at the end that anyway, so it didn't even matter, which pissed me off so much.
Well,
but
not really, because I still got railing. We still all got up front.
Bro, me and my two friends went earlier than everybody, and I'm the one who drove, and I was farther back than everybody in our group. I was so pissed.
Yeah,
but
that's true. I showed up an hour late. I showed up 5 hours ago,
and
I got first.
Towards the end, I fought my way to the front, so I got like... turban and money so big and everything like front row, which was dope.
I got good videos of that, bro.
I got some decent videos, but there was so much water throwing and my phone was like soaked, so like the speakers were not working very well, so it's all muffled. But
my spam account got a bunch of good videos
on
that.
The way he or the crowd on Ya Ya was my favorite. I think Ya Ya was my favorite
Mine
song
was
he performed.
Turban, bro.
It was really good.
He was hitting his vape, and then as soon as the beat drop, he turns around and goes low and starts singing. And I was like,
oh man,
I got the whole video.
Sipping on mud with it.
So how would you like rate it on a 10?
Okay, here's the thing. It was a very good concert, and the crowd had energy, but the crowd sucked.
Crowd
did it
suck, bro.
So much like pushing and fighting and that stuff to an extent is like fine as part of concerts, but that's the most pushing I've ever seen at a concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By far. And I've been to a pretty good amount. Yeet was a good performer, but it was pretty clear he didn't care as much about this show as some of the other ones.
Yeah.
Like he played Seattle last night and those videos are crazy.
I think it was Portland.
He played Seattle last night. He played Portland like the night before ours.
Seattle last night. Your boy went there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, my boy who flew out here for this one also went to that one.
Was that one crazy?
So shout out Preston. Yeah, I saw videos. It's crazy. He played at WAMU Theater, and WAMU Theater's incredible. It's always an amazing crowd. The artists always go crazy.
From the video, it just seemed like he was just like walking back and forth.
Mostly.
But honestly, I don't think like respect. I like Yeet. The songs are cool because we know him, but I don't think he's a good performer.
He's definitely better than he used to be, but he still has a long way to go.
I also feel like it's kind of hard to perform your songs if you use that much auto-tune to it.
No, the mic's got auto-tune.
You'd have to mic it up.
I'd rate it a 6.
A 6?
The concert overall?
Have you ever seen Ken Carson? He uses a lot of auto-tune. That dude went bar per bar in freestyle, too.
Yeah.
Really?
I was in at Rolling Loud. I was in another venue I did in, like, 2 years ago in Dallas. So he was, like, didn't have freestyle, too, back then because he was still very new. But I saw the Rolling Loud clip. He almost went word for word with the song while he was running side.
They put auto-tune on the mics, so it sounds good.
Have you ever seen a video of Travis Scott falling off this
cliff? Yeah. He had the one person, he's like, yo, that person's fallen.
Yeah, they put auto-tune on the mic.
But yeah.
He just doesn't sing so like that.
Yeet or Ken Carson?
Ken Carson, easily.
Yeet easily.
Yeet easily?
Carson easily.
Man, like.
Not I love Yeet, bro.
Really?
I love Yeet.
Carson. Oof.
Are you talking like overall or as a performer?
Performer, Carson,
yeah, but either way.
Overall, Yeet by far. Performer, I have to see Ken Carson first.
I'll show
you
after this when we're done.
From the clips I've seen, I think Ken's probably a better performer.
I'll show you. He has a small venue one when he did freestyle too. I'll show you. He was really good.
Yeah, but like comparing the Yeet concert to other concerts I've been to, like I saw Trippie Redd and Sofego in Seattle last year, and that was probably the best concert I've been to. Trippie was probably the best performer I've ever seen, either him or Juice. Trippie was incredible, dude.
You know who's a really bad performer? Young Gravy.
You know who's a terrible performer? Young Thug.
Really?
Oh, not man. Good. I saw him and MGK.
What's Young Thug, though?
Yeah, I saw him and MGK in Seattle a few years ago.
What songs, like, did he perform? Like,
whoa.
Was getting everyone hyped.
Young Thug got some hits.
Yeah, but see,
Young
Thug got hits.
I mean,
he just kind of sat up there, like, mic in the mic stand, just singing most of it. MGK set ended, we had to wait like an hour for Young Thug to come out. I was pissed.
What was his last album that, like,
Slap Language 2?
Was that the one with, like, when he's on the grass?
You're talking about So Much Fun.
Oh, it's So Much Fun. No, that's Slime Language. No, that's Slime Language is the newest
he's
one.
Talking
he's
talking about so much fun.
Yeah, So Much Fun.
I mean, that one wasn't bad. I
like that was a really good album.
I like the song Lil Baby from it.
Bad, Bad, Bad is crazy.
I liked Hot.
So it's Big Tipper.
What concert have you been to?
Dude, I haven't been to many. I'm not going to lie. Dude, I was supposed to go to Flo Rida last summer, but previous summer. And what pissed me off was it was on my mom's birthday, and I got stuck in my room because it was a party at her house, and it was just like 5 40-year-olds, and they didn't want me to leave. And I was trying to sneak out, but I couldn't. And it was even worse was because I went, like the group of friends that went, they said that it was this one girl's birthday because it was a day after mine. Mm-hmm. And she ended up going on stage and got a shoe signed. So if I would have gone, they would have called me up to stage and got signed shoe.
Respectfully?
So
no, they wouldn't have.
Yeah, they most likely would not have because, it was a guy, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not pulling you up there.
Yeah, like, nope.
Book this on the show. Adam is going to fly out to Drake and pay $1,000 for a nosebleed.
I was trying.
Were you?
Dude, I low-key was just like strongly considering going to a Drake concert.
You're sure? You're a
Drizzy
fan.
Dude, I want to so bad.
Do it.
And then
it's $1,000 for a nosebleed.
Yeah.
You're not going to have that many more opportunities to see him.
That's true.
True. Drake's probably done after that.
I waited.
This is probably his last one.
In like,
he might do some like from previous songs. Because there's artists that don't like do tours for their there's older, like, 80s artists that still do tours
of
older songs.
Yeah, I saw Snoop Dogg, like, a few months ago.
Yeah
so Drake might still do more, but, like, yeah.
That's true.
I remember Carter sent me, after I told him I was going to...
The Drewski meme?
Yeah, so he ended up saying, he posted the thing, and it was like, Drake, I can't talk to broke boys, and it was, like, me sitting in the nosebleeds for $500.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carter sent me that. I just died. It was... So
you
funny.
Got look. You gotta see him. I don't care how much it is.
So
if
bad.
You're a real fan, bro. I flew over to Dallas for Ken Carson in 20 21. That's when
he wasn't even big. Don't have that much.
He wasn't
money.
Even big.
You know the Boise venue where he came?
Yeah.
That venue, Ken Carson, was low-key like as big as a room. It was like it was a room.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was so small.
Dude.
Rock and Roll was not even out by then.
Oh, really? Wow. Jeez.
It was Yale. He was his EP. He had yet to drop an album. He had yet to drop
You gotta go
Rock
see X. him, though, because you never know what could happen if you wait.
Dude, sure. I need to put a mortgage in. I just need to get a, I need to put a loan on that thing.
X came to Seattle in 2017 or 18, and I couldn't afford it at the time, I thought. And so I'm like, all right, I'll get him when he comes next time. And then he got shot.
And he never came ever again.
And I'll never see him.
Dog.
So go see him.
I was in Albania.
And it might have been your boy. No,
I'm also not as, like, I'm not as big of a fan for concerts, especially because if I go to the... If I go to a Drake concert, I'm going to have no one to go with. So it's just going to be me.
That's not true.
And I'm like,
go with somebody.
Who else is, if you buy who else me, is down at $1,000?
If you want to buy me and Carter a ticket,
I'm not buying.
Yeah, we'll happily go.
We'll drive you there even. Gas money on us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the $200 for
That's
gas.
That's a steal for you.
Steal.
Oh, yeah.
And food on us and hotel on us, bro. Yeah. Oh, just pay the tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, for $3,000. Is it $3,000?
Nah, you can get a nosebleed in Seattle for like
$550.
Yeah. $550 Mickey each, yeah, $1,500.
$1,500 for us three, bro.
All the McDonald's you want for 2 days.
Oh, man.
McDonald's, gas, and a back rub in the car.
Oh,
he drives. You
can't possibly turn that down.
They're sweetening the deal a little bit. But
it'll give us practice to drive to retreat.
Oh, man.
That's going to be so fun, bro.
I'm hyped.
We got a W car.
Dude, this...
for sure.
This is very off topic, but my eye is burning so bad right
now.
Oh,
yeah.
Dog.
Same.
My right eye was destroying me today.
Dude. For context, we're all in the same fraternity. Today was Pi Sig Ep Day.
Dude, it should have been Sigma Pi Epsilon. That sounds
way
better.
Oh, that's actually
Sigma
really good.
Epsilon.
That's really good.
Why did you say
that? Yeah.
I said that after we made the signs, and I'm like, because I didn't
said it before.
Anything. Well, I didn't know that. And I'm like,
this
guy. Oh, well.
But yeah, we stood out in the quad. I was out there for like 4 hours.
Really? Whole time?
Almost.
How many times did you get pied?
Over 20 for sure.
Yeah, I think I was around the 16. I didn't get pied as much as him because I was like, I was lucky refusing pies.
Mason and Nick, I think, got it the worst.
Yeah, dude, Nick got like a slap on his butt. Put that up right here. That was so funny.
One of Nick's friends came through and was like, how much would $10 get me? We're like 12 pies. So he used all 12 on Nick.
On Nick?
And then he came back and did it again.
No!
Mm-hmm.
Man.
It was hilarious. We got some hilarious pictures and videos from that. But
just pop them up.
Yeah.
That's so much.
The eyes are hurting, but that was the greatest shower I've ever taken in my life.
Dude, that's the thing. I wish to shower. I just ran my head, ran my face before I gave it. I had no time.
Well, like... that was so much more fun doing it this time because I did get pied last time and we ended up canceling the episode that day too because it was on a Wednesday that I got pied for like running for like the sorority.
I remember that.
The turnaround, like I get off topic, but that was good turnaround.
That was,
bro.
Yeah.
Like, we got the dares tomorrow. This should be big again.
Bro, dude, today literally couldn't have gone any better.
Today went amazing.
Everybody loved us.
And I think
and
Dom
we raised,
and I,
what, like $400?
Yeah, like yeah. Four something.
Like, I think Dom and I are hosting the trivia event. So we're gonna do like a co-host, like
dude. I work. Hey, I wish I could go.
Dude, that's so fun. I'm gonna be so hyped for that. I think we're going suits. Me and Dom are like going suits.
I'm balling out on dares though, especially if they make a create your own. Because a couple of my roommates are like, "Hey, make a $20 create your own, and we're gonna get you."
Oof.
What dare should I do? Is it already there?
We have a dare sheet.
Cool. There's like dare sheets. I think
there,
it's like
one
a
of them is jump in the river for $15.
I'm not doing that.
I'm also
have to drive like. From Eagle.
Tough.
It's gonna be rough.
That's the thing about my actual mom's.
There's
dad's
like a
house.
There's like a lake in your neighborhood, isn't there? Or like
yeah.
a pond. Just go jump in that. Yeah.
Jump in. I actually almost so the last time I went fishing was in my like community pond.
There's fish there?
And yeah, they put in fish, like they import fish. And I accidentally fell in, and that was the last time. I was with my dad, and my dad was like, yo, you should come fish with me, because I'm lonely. And then I'm like, okay, whatever. And so, I was like, okay. And then I get there, and I didn't really want to do it. And then I don't know how, I think I misstepped, and I, like, fell in, and I just walked home. I'm like, nope. And that was the last time I went fishing.
Hell, son, bro.
It was rough. He was making fun of me so much for that.
Bro, yeah. Every time... Speaking of fishing with dads, me and my dad used to go fishing, like, not often, but occasionally. Every single time we went, something bad happened. Really? Every single time.
That's like mean camping.
One time, I stepped in the tackle box. Like, I stepped backwards and stepped right on the tackle box and then fell in. One time, we caught, like, a big fish, and he put it in my hands, and I was like, ugh, and I threw it back in the water. Yeah, there was...
You gotta keep it on the hook.
We've given up on fishing together. My dad's amazing. Great. He's awesome, but we are just not meant for fishing together.
Yeah. You know, some things are meant to be, like me and playing sports.
Yeah.
Bro.
Every time this guy plays a sport of any kind, he gets hurt.
Or gassed.
He gets hurt. Usually hit in the face.
Or yep. You're not good.
It's usually hilarious.
Dude, I was good. I was
in
balling
soccer,
out.
No.
Well, in soccer, I was like, yeah.
Volleyball's a little rough.
Yeah, volleyball. Dude, I didn't even show up to volleyball yesterday.
Dude, we played kind of good yesterday.
Really?
We lost, but Kasich.
Yeah. We played so good.
We did
we
play
lost,
good.
But we played good.
We did play good.
We played
you can
Sig
play good and lose. Yeah, we play Oof. Sig. We play Sig Kai in an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh yeah, are those shoes signed?
No, it's just one guy I know. He has his own brand. That's his logo.
Oh.
And that's his logo on the shoe that I made him put for me.
The logo's actually
he drew
fire.
The logo
the
on
logo's
there.
Those are dope.
Really?
Dope.
Yeah, the logo it makes the shoes look so much cooler.
Definitely.
Man.
Yeah.
It looks like a signature. Like
it's pretty much it's his name is Will Leach, and it's his name Will with L.
Oh.
That's it. It's just an extra, yeah.
I just wrote this.
Woo!
Yeah.
Somehow that all came from us talking about yeet.
I know.
We went from yeet to fishing.
Well, this is like the pinnacle of sports and stuff.
This is how stuff episodes go.
Yeah, I mean, we don't even really need scripts for this. Our last episode, we didn't even have a script. Not even.
No,
that's true.
I feel like they turn out better if we don't even have a script, though. So.
Not the sports ones.
Yeah, the sports ones
are
rough.
Sports ones, we need a script.
We kind of need a script for those ones.
Yeah.
I mean, these ones...
I mean, it's pretty much what it is, just you talking about stuff, man.
Like, yeah. Especially when we have a guest, though, because it's like basically just a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we're just sitting...
Just chilling.
...in the sub right now.
Yeah.
Talking about random.
Well, like when Jonah was on, we had like 5 questions listed to ask him, and then we ended up asking questions for like a half hour.
Yeah. And I felt like that was so awkward, though, because I wanted to ask him questions, but I also wanted to leave, like, you questions that if you wanted to ask him. And I felt so awkward going, like,
I had a couple.
Carter, would you like to ask a question?
You put me on the spot there. I came up with something, though. I don't remember what, but
Steven.
I came up with something.
Well, it was also harder because I had a closer relationship, even with Zach. Like, those are people that I had a relationship with.
Zach's
so,
cool, man.
Yeah,
I saw him at the gym the other day, and we, like, dapped up and talked a little bit. He's a really cool guy.
I've been in the gym, yeah,
I was playing basketball. But.
We had Zach on, and he was on Pike's B team, and that was the week after we lost to him.
Yeah.
It was a little brutal, but...
Yeah.
Man.
He was cool about it, though. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's really cool.
Dude, that was a game I'm trying to forget.
Yeah, it was a little rough, but...
I have to say, though... There was one stretch in the second quarter where I scored like 3 baskets in a row and we got within like 5 and the building was kind of loud. And I'm like, okay, like this is hype. And then we got destroyed. But
Kobe Young was watching.
I know.
Boise State. He was watching.
I pulled up from like the from half court.
He banged that, by the way. And I see he looked at
and then
you,
I did it again.
And the whole bench was like, oh my God. And then I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
Man,
it's gonna be rough without Michael next year, bro. Hey, I'm getting better though. I'm in my prime.
I'm recruiting a bunch of hoopers.
I'm in my yeah. every rush event, every Sig Up rush event is basketball.
It is, bro. We're a basketball fraternity. That's our best sport, I'd say.
Definitely the best sport so far.
Okay, if we had more depth on the football team, we would be really good at football. Because we put the second best team. We lost to them by like one score. And we had no subs.
I mean, the final score, we lost by, like, 20. But
yeah, but that was, like, that was after it was already, like, a minute left, and there's no chance of us winning.
I love
Kanan.
I love Kanan. And he played really well.
He choked on that last touchdown.
That was bad.
Dude,
He completely left his man.
I know! I'm like, dude, are you kidding me?
And I had the guy...
And that was the end of the game, though,
I had
too.
The guy locked, too.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, we locked him up on defense.
Hey, I'm low-key a decent quarterback, though. I think even when one eye comes back, I should still be QB.
That okay, that messed me like my knees.
Darian is not a good quarterback. I've seen him
play. Really?
Really?
I probably should.
Well, the
on the Frads giving, remember?
Oh yeah.
I took over at quarterback because he got.
Bro, no, I wish I joined before Thanksgiving, bro.
Dog, but I won the MVP.
I told you beforehand, and you're like,
all the stuff you were telling me in first semester was bad.
No,
you joined, and you're 2 weeks later. You're like, "Oh, our president got kicked out." I'm like, "Oh yeah,
that did happen.
Yeah, that guy. That was great.
Like, hey, remember these guys that were supposed to like keep us in line and teach us how to run a frat? Yeah, he got a DUI. I'm like, sick.
That was crazy. That was after the football game too, by the way.
So you told me a lot of things.
Yeah, but, I mean, at least I was open about it.
But
if that was another one,
like genuinely. As soon as I pulled up to that first event, I was like, oh, yeah.
You didn't even want to go to the first. I had a.
Well, because I was rushing like, Fiji and I was going to go re-rush ATO as well. Hey, I got roommates in both of those. Chill out.
The guy, I don't know about Fiji, but ATO is valid.
ATO is dope. And I was going to re-rush because the roommate I'm closest to rushed ATO. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be in with him. But as soon as I went to the SIGET poker night thing, I met this guy.
That was our best event.
I talked to Mason and Dom a lot there, and I was like, okay, I like this. And then the barbecue at Max's house. Bro, Josh can cook, bro.
Cooking.
Oh, boy.
We, talked about music for, 30 minutes. It was chill.
Dude, well, I remember you mentioning
Trey Lance a little bit.
We talked about Trey Lance way too much over there, bro.
Dude, well, I knew. I was like, oh, he's going to love Nessie because I was like, Nessie loves Yeet. Carter loves Yeet.
That's how you introduced me. You're like, hey, this guy likes Yeet. And we're like,
garage,
hey.
I was talking to Mason in the garage about something, right? And you're like, where are you, Nessie? I'm like, he's like, I've got a guy he likes Yeet. I'm like, yo.
I know. Yeah.
We dap up, and from that second on, we were boys.
Yeah, it's that easy.
Yeet heals.
Man. Dude.
And then we argued about Trey Lance and Amari Cooper. And
oh, my God. So Amari Cooper was bad at cams. Like a 30-minute
dude, that went so long. That went for so long.
And it was heated. Like, we were
a little bit. A little bit.
Damn.
All respect,
Amari Cooper,
though.
Bro, like, don't
it was respectfully heated.
Yeah, I was kind of afraid to have you on for a stuff episode or sports episode because I was like, dude, I don't want a full on argument the whole episode.
I think it'd be pretty good.
I wouldn't argue, but if someone that would not see my point, it'd get me mad. I'd be like, bro, if you cannot see my point, I was trying to. He could not see my point.
Exactly.
Night.
You want to know what he was saying? He was saying Amari Cooper was a top 10 wide receiver.
He's the 10th best receiver. He's 10. Not 9.
Six. He's not a top 10 receiver.
I think he's being way overshadowed now. He deserved the first round, the first round pick he was traded for.
He was traded for a fifth.
No, when he was to Dallas. To Dallas. And he got traded for nothing to Cleveland.
Cleveland robbed him. Yeah.
And he's really good with Cleveland.
He had his best
he's very good. He's a great receiver.
He had a career.
He's just not top 10.
I don't know about 10. If he's not top 10, he's up there.
He's trying to make an argument that there's 20 better guys than him.
I don't think there's 20 better guys.
I don't know about 20.
He can say around. I'll take the Amari Cooper to 14. I think he's better top 14. But
there's
when
a
he
lot
said
of good receivers,
top
man.
20, he's not top 20.
You said he's better than Debo.
He is better than Debo. I'm sorry.
No.
They enraged me.
You said he was better than CD.
He's better than CD.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He is.
Yeah.
Okay, you're chirping.
He was
you're
the receiver
chirping.
One in Dallas for mm-hmm. a reason.
Yeah, and then CD got
and
better.
CD, and CD has drop issues.
He does have drop issues.
Bro.
Amari Cooper is also the best route runner in the league. If mm-hmm. not the best, top two.
Devontae
is a good.
They call
Jettis?
Amari Cooper is better
than No. Okay, that's no.
Jettis is a good receiver because after the catch, Amari Cooper
he's a good route runner for
Bro, did you
Justin
see
Jefferson.
What Jettis did to Stephon Gilmore in that Colts game?
Yeah, but they call Amari Cooper Mr. Route Runner for a reason.
Yeah, that reason being the other areas of his game aren't as good as his route running.
Dog. Okay, whatever.
Let's not make it about sports. Let's not make it about sports.
Amari Cooper after
this
the catch.
Is a stuff episode.
Hold on.
This
Amari
is a
Cooper
stuff.
After the catch
it's
versus
a
route
stuff.
Running. What's
it's
better?
A stuff.
His
it's
route
a
running
stuff.
Is better.
Stuff.
Jettis
stuff episode,
is elite at everything.
Stuff episode. Okay. It's a stuff episode. Okay, Carter, you win. We
yeah,
give you the
I win.
we'll give you the win.
Let's go. I feel like a Make-A-Wish kid.
Yeah. So did you listen to Tyler Crater's next latest album?
I've only heard 2 songs due to his Instagram.
Yeah.
He posted on my
Which
Instagram.
One was it? Was it this?
It was Dog something.
Dog Tooth. Dog Tooth is
sorry,
good.
Sorry, not sorry.
Those are the good. I feel
sorry,
like those are the two relevant ones.
My favorite song of the whole album.
Yeah,
really?
Me too.
Beginning of it, Mm-hmm. Like what's your name and any of the songs so they don't come or Lemon. I like Lemonhead with 42 Doug actually.
What was the one with Uzi? Uzi was on it, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was on it.
Yeah.
I feel like Uzi snapped.
Not on the extended one though, but on the old one.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Sorry I'm Not Sorry is the best.
Sorry
song.
Not Sorry, I think sorry, is sorry. Without a doubt the best one. Have you seen the video for it too?
Yeah,
it's all his albums.
It's crazy. Yeah, with and like he ends up like killing like all of his albums at the end.
That's
dope. Dude, that was crazy. Dude, that was a good. That was a really, really good video.
My favorite Tyler, the Creator album is Igor.
Igor?
I love Igor.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of Tyler, the Creator. I'm not going
to
lie.
I will, in all honesty, I haven't listened to every single album all the way through, to be fair. But Igor is very, very good.
It's probably Wolf or Goblin.
You like the old stuff.
No, I love old Tyler. OG. I remember we were driving together. Yeah. I was playing you Cherry Bomb.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to clown on one of my friends that was like obsessed with Tyler the Creator.
I also have a friend Earthquake. Obsessed with Tyler the Creator.
So I kept on going, because you made my Earthquake.
Good song.
Dolly.
I really like Igor.
It's my fault.
I just cannot.
I don't know why.
You made my Earthquake.
It's, I don't know. I like
voice
it.
Cracks,
I think after
damn.
Flower Boy,
that's why I don't sing.
I could not get back into Tyler.
Yeah, I got a friend who's. Favorite artist of all time is Tyler, and like Flower Boy's his favorite album of all time.
On Spotify,
dude, people love that. Like, people who love Tyler love Flower Boy. Like,
yeah,
that's I think Boy that's a like lot. A big thing.
So, to be fair, people were talking about our age. They were in middle school when Flower Boy dropped, and that was their first introduction to like an artist and the music and who to fan on. Because I remember I was in ninth grade, so freshman year, hearing Boy say it's 7th through 9th, you're in middle school.
Really?
So that's why I said I'm in 9th grade. I'm not a freshman year. So I was in 9th grade.
Oh.
And Tyler dropped Flower Boy. And I remember my friends going nuts about it.
Really?
Yeah. So I feel like that's why people like Flower Boy. Just shaped who they are.
Facts.
I mean,
it's a whole aesthetic you think about
it. I was never into
When albums drop, you definitely tie them to like moments in your life.
Yeah. No, I remember when Lil Susan dropped his album, bro. The whole.
Eternal Take?
Dude. I'm telling
the
you,
whole
bro,
school.
The whole school.
I had a super chill world history teacher that year, and it dropped while I was in world history.
Yeah, you dropped and, right in the morning, though.
And we literally asked, we're like, can we listen? And he's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
like, we were just going to watch videos.
Eternal Take, bro.
Dude, bro, what was the first song? Baby Pluto?
I think so.
When I loaded up that song and heard the intro, I'm like, oh, man. I felt like I was floating.
Dude, the biggest like song I felt like that took over that I really realized at my schools was my freshman year in California, and it was the instrumental of God's Plan in freshman year.
Just the instrumental
that took over.
God's
everything.
Plan was huge at my school.
That was
too.
Huge. That was big. Like
so was what was the other? Oh my god!
Not a lot of rap. Actually,
Diplomatic Immunity.
More indie.
I didn't really. Yeah.
It's an indie school, not a really a lot of rap.
Well, either country too.
My school was weird, bro. It's I don't know. It's a very it was very mixed.
Well, you're in Washington, and rap's really big in Washington. I mean,
not really.
Is it?
No.
I heard Seattle was a big rap, like
not huge. I mean, not like Chicago, not like Atlanta, but
yeah.
I mean, think of Seattle. Who are the best artists, rap artists that have come out of Seattle?
Lil Mosey.
Macklemore, Sir Mix-a-Lot, like bro, like,
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Seattle doesn't breed rappers like that.
You know
they breed rock. They breed rock bands.
You know what I remember? At Boise High, everyone went crazy when TV Girl dropped their album. I don't remember what the name is, but the cover is a guy and a girl hugging, and it's blue. They're blue and pink.
I've never
heard of TV Girl.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I might have heard of it.
Yes, I remember TV Girl is valid.
Trying to think of what else took over. When Astroworld dropped, it was huge at my school.
Yeah, I don't remember actually.
That's when I really got into rap.
Everything
was
about
around
Astroworld
that time.
Dropping.
Like I associate the biggest song because I only really started to listen to rap by the end of my freshman year, but I got heavy into it like my sophomore year, and that like I always associate with like "Leave Me Alone." That was a big one.
Leave Me Alone.
Yeah, we might
like
well
by Flip DeNiro.
De Niro.
We might as well get into what got us into rap. Go ahead.
Bro, Leave Me Alone. I forgot about
that.
That
was
song.
Dude, that's so heat.
Leave Me Alone.
And I remember that's when like I was kind of like, I kind of like Drake at this point. But I also really loved Juice WRLD at that point.
Lean With Me.
That was my very first song I heard of him, and I loved it.
That's a good one to start with.
Yeah, and I was just, I think that's what kind of got me hooked was Astroworld. I also loved ZZ at that point. Leave Me Alone, Orange Soda,
What really got me to rap was 8th grade. ASAP Rocky dropped his long list last ASAP 2015. My second favorite album of all time.
Behind.
Long Live ASAP. I love ASAP Rocky. And I heard, what song I hear? He dropped One Train with Kendrick Lamar. It's really popular. If you guys hear it, I don't know if you know it by the name, but it's one of his most popular songs ever. Like, really discreet. You know that's ASAP and Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
That album is amazing. And then Playboi Carti. Playboi Carti in 2016, after ASAP dropped Playboi Carti, aka self-titled.
Yeah,
dude.
I was just going through Cardi's discography with my roommates last night. We were trying to talk about his best albums. I forgot how many hits he has, bro. Locations on self-titled, Magnolia, Woke Up Like This.
And I
think that's his best album.
Really?
It's because that's introduced me to Playboi Carti.
Think Whole Lotta Red is his best.
Is this the best thing? No.
It's either that or Die.
Oh, is that the?
Those two are really close for me.
For me, is
I really like Whole Lotta Red.
Self-titled, Die Lit, and then.
I think I'm being the exact opposite.
You're saying Whole Lotta Red is, dude, that literally has like Mario Kart background music the whole theme song. Like
Whole Lotta Red is fire.
Dude, it literally sounds like
Whole Lotta Red.
You're playing.
There are so many hits on.
It sounds like you're playing in Bowser's Castle.
The thing is that, like, if TikTok was
a new wave, bro.
No, that sucked.
It helped a new wave go mainstream.
Yeah, he did. But what I think, if TikTok was a thing and just as big when Playboi Carti dropped Die Lit
or self-titled,
I feel like songs would have been...
Can you imagine what Magnolia would have done on TikTok?
And it was already one of the biggest songs ever, bro.
Or, like, Location, even.
Location is fire. Loki got popular because of TikTok.
Imagine Woke Up Like This if TikTok was that big.
I don't even like that song. With Lil Uzi, right?
What?
No, I don't like that song.
That's one of my favorite Cardi songs. That might be my favorite Cardi song.
You touched your shoe and like random white stuff fell. I'm like, what in the...
Shaving cream, baby.
But it was a shaving cream that just dried up. I'm like, dude, what in the world?
What got me into rap? When I was like 6, I've listened to rap almost my whole life. When I was like 6 years old, you remember the iPod Nanos?
Uh
huh. Yeah.
What are you doing?
What? Nothing.
I listened to rap almost my whole life. When I was like 6 years old, you remember the iPod Nanos?
Uh huh.
Go ahead,
bro.
What's he saying?
What? I don't know.
What are you saying?
He's not saying anything. Did you not hear him? He didn't say anything.
I'm listening to you, bro. 6 years old.
You're pissing me off.
6 years old.
Anyway, the iPod Nano. And my mom had a bunch of music loaded up on it. And I remember I heard Picture Me Rollin' by Tupac. And I'm like, okay, rap is amazing. But what got me into, like, modern rap was Travis. What are you doing?
Calling
Cam. Why?
Just listening to rap at 6 years
old. Yes. I heard Picture Me Rollin' on an iPod Nano. I'm like, dang, this is good. And then I've discovered Eminem, and I'm like, yo.
Oh man.
Eminem. And then, bro, I hated autotune for so long. I was all Eminem, Pac, NWA, all that. And then I think it was 3500 by Travis Scott, and it just clicked. I'm like, wait.
Is that with Future and Schoolboy?
I think 2 Chainz is... Or no, you might be right. I forgot.
I'm not even going to lie.
I look, you get the features on Rodeo mixed up.
When I first started listening to rap, it was just because, like, most of the players on my freshman high school team listened to it.
Mm.
And, like, that's what I didn't know what to listen to, so I just listened to, like, random, Rap Caviar.
Right. And like, I don't know. And man. At that point, I grew up on that.
The biggest song was was EXO Tour Life.
Tour Life. Yeah, by like Uzi. Yeah.
Yeah. That song and that had was the world that was in a chokehold.
That was they the did. Biggest song at that point.
Imagine TikTok popping and with that song. And were, that's man. Already went plat. Like yeah. That song did numbers.
It was like, and that was the biggest song at that point. Yeah. But I also listened to like a ton of Eminem because I used to only listen to. Well, I listened.
I love Eminem.
I listened to like. No, I listened to half Eminem, and I also listened to half like aggressive like pissed off songs because I would get ready to like for the football games, so I would get those like in the mood. Like I listened to Till I Collapse a ton.
Uh-huh. Great song.
Like I listened to that.
Great song.
I actually have. So that's when I used like the liked songs. I don't use like songs on Spotify anymore, but I still have all of the save like all of my. All of my save songs were like the ones I listened to back then. So we had Black and Yellow, Save a Nation Army, Rap God Monster, Go Hard or Go Home,
bro, Rap EXO God
Tour
Monster.
Life, Work Hard, Play Hard, Congratulations, Believer, Portland, No Flex Zone, X Gonna Give It To You, Bars of Soap. Have you heard that song?
No.
That song's so good.
There's some good songs on there.
It's by Mike Will Made It, but it's like with Swae Lee singing it. It's so good. I love that song. I forgot think I've about ever it. Even heard it. Bad and Bougie. Flick of the Wrist.
Oh, Bad and Bougie was popping.
Flick
dude.
Of the Wrist.
Flick of the Wrist by Cheddar the Connect.
Oh, you know what song really took over schools?
What?
Black Beatles.
Oh,
oh my God.
Dude.
That might be the biggest song takeover good. I've seen. Like, bro.
Dude, Mo Bamba. Can you curse here? Yeah, we'll just bleep
just
it.
Bleep it.
Okay, but remember that song, You Guess It?
Yeah.
Like, you get that song, oh my God, that had our middle school
really
show called,
yeah. Really,
that never took man. Over where I was at
with Mayo. I guess it.
I'm trying to think what else did, yeah, Black Beatles had our middle school in a chokehold.
Yeah, that was the title of the song.
All
like,
yeah,
not to, like,
all of the sports teams were like doing the mannequin challenge or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
All,
yeah.
All the teachers wanted their classes to do it, like yeah. That was,
they thought it was trendy. They're like,
yeah,
bro. Race Remmered, they have some mega,
no,
hits,
fire, yeah.
Mega hits.
You know wait, what'd like you Donald say? Trump?
Race Remmered.
I thought you said race. At first, I'm like,
no, Race Remmered.
I call it Race Remmered.
It's Race Remmered.
Shrimmered?
It's drummer's Shrimmer? It's drummer's ear backwards.
I thought it was
Shrimmered. Shrimmered? I thought it was Shrimmered.
S R E M M U D. U R D, sorry.
Shrimmered.
You know that song, like, Dance Like Donald Trump?
Why would it be Shrimmered if it's drum backwards?
Yeah, Swang. You know, with the golf video? Oh my yes. God. The music video is
dude,
like,
Swang is good. I love that one.
Matter of fact,
people hate that song, though.
That song's fire.
Who?
Dude, because, well, I've heard so many people like, oh, that's trash because of, like, the high-pitched. Dude, I love that song, though.
Swae Lee
it's
singing
so
high
so hype. I love that song.
Name a bigger carry in the history of anything than Swae Lee and Slim Jimmy.
Dude, I love... No Flex Zone. That great was song. When I, that was the CERN, that, like, CERN, that was the song I loved, and, like, that was our theme song when I first played football, like, my
this
very
be,
first year.
This could be us.
Like,
no
6 year.
Fire,
Power
dude,
Glide.
I ain't got no type.
Yeah. Yeah, you know the rest.
Yeah. Like, but that was, like, No Flex Zone was, like, the song that everyone on my team was singing, and that was, like, our theme song my first year playing football, and I'm like, okay, and when I actually heard it, and then, like, I didn't know about this until, like, last year, like, the remix.
Uh-huh.
And, dude, they go hard on that remix. The very first, like,
yo,
minute.
Yo, Swang has a Travis Scott remix.
Does it?